Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Where I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. We're having a great visit with Renee Schaff. She tries to bring order to our operation whenever she can. She tries hard, but alas. Renee is president of the Retirement and Income Solutions at Principal Financial Group, principal.com. Renee, thanks again for being here. Your survey, your COVID-19 and market volatility survey is awesome. It's so much good news. And boy, howdy, do we need some good news these days. One of the things you asked your respondents was how do they plan on using their money, their tax return and their stimulus checks, retirement, whatever it may be. Then they told you. What did they say?
Yeah, so the interesting thing is people are being pretty wise with their money right now. So their very first thing that they want to do is to make sure that they are replenishing their savings accounts and paying off bills. There's no doubt. That's top of mind. But then when you ask, okay, what's next, they point to if they're spending, they're going to spend at small businesses, locally owned small businesses. And I think, too, that's such an encouraging sign about how we're beginning to think differently about the communities that we live in and the businesses that support us there. But they're being very cautious, very wise. They understand they have to weather this storm from a personal perspective. So they are going to make sure that they're saving their money as well. Very healthy behavior.
I like the way you also brought in the concept of the experience with the great with the financial crisis and the Great Recession and all that. In the last 12 years, apparently according to your report, consumers as well, but small business owners deleveraged. They improved their financial statements, and consequently, and where I'm going with this, Renee, is. I think all this is good news. The condition of small businesses, their ability to weather a storm like this, not all of them, but I think more than would have 10, 12 years ago, what you're telling us about consumers and how they're managing their money, I think this is a solid foundation for whatever a non-COVID economy is going to be in a year or two from now. I think it's going to be a good sign. It's a good sign for that. What do you think?
I agree. People, and at the consumer level, those consumers learned from the great financial crisis of 2008-2009, and they diversified their investments.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they know, don't panic, don't touch it. So two-thirds of our respondents said they are not touching their investments. They're just leaving them be, which, again, is a really good behavior. And it bodes well for how we'll come out the other end of this.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for trends that indicate not what's happening today as much as what's it going to be like when we're not encumbered anymore, when we're not having to wear masks and be 6 feet apart, and we can move around however we want to. Whenever that happens, 6 months from now or whenever, and the economy can really go unencumbered. What kind of solid footing are we going to have? And I think, and your research is really some of the best I've seen that to give us those indications, and it's good news.
It is good news, and it points to balance, right? Understanding your personal finances, understanding the community that you live in, making sure that you take care of you and yours, but that you also take care of your community.
Mm-hmm.
And that you are saving and you are investing in diversified investments, and that you are being wise about how you spend tax refunds and stimulus dollars, all the while not forgetting about your community
right.
and the small businesses that do business there. And I think it's very healthy.
Renee,
it's a great mental model.
As we wrap up our visit, tell the audience about some of the products that you guys offer.
Yes. So Principal Financial Group is a big player in retirement and long-term savings. And we also offer protection, insurance protection in the United States. So think of us for retirement, for investment, and for protection in the U.S.
Yeah, and they do it as well as anybody, folks, better than most. Hey, Renee, good job today. I'm glad you're back. We hope you'll come back real soon. And you got some more surveys coming up, too, right? You're going to be reporting on soon.
That's right. We'll be back.
We look forward to that. Renee Schaff, ladies and gentlemen, a great member of our Brain Trust and the president of Retirement and Income Solutions at Principal Financial Group. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.